This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
That's a pleasure.
Julie, what is a Bible garden?
A Bible garden is a place of quiet contemplation with plants of the Bible.
Plants that are mentioned in the Bible? Such as what?
Mulberry trees, olive trees, stone pines, hibiscus, believe it or not. and we try and label all these plants that we have with where they are mentioned in the Bible.
Right, I see. And this is all situated in very photogenic territory of Palm Beach.
Exactly.
Wow. On
the hillside, overlooking Palm Beach itself, out to Lion Island and the Central Coast.
So it's like a slice of the Bible in Home and Away Land.
Yes.
How long has it been there, Julie?
Gerald probably started it in the 60s.
Who's Gerald, Julie?
Gerald Hercules Robinson was the gentleman who bought the land originally. And he lived there with his daughter Beatrice, who became a deaconess of the Anglican Church.
Okay, yes. So she was intimately involved in the Anglican Church here in Sydney.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, both of them were involved with St. David's Church, Palm Beach.
Right.
It was his desire to do this Bible garden. He'd heard of the Bible garden in Bangor in Wales, and so he decided he'd like to replicate that.
And why, Julie, what is the thing about a Bible garden that Gerald wanted to offer to Sydney?
I don't think he thought about that.
Oh, really?
I think it was just something he wanted to do. But he always had it open to people. And you have to remember that in the 60s, Palm Beach is a long way from Sydney.
Mm.
So it was really just something for the local people and for Gerald, you know, Gerald and Beatrice. It was just his thing. He wanted to do it. And I think the notoriety of it just gradually came along.
Yeah. So now that more of us can access the Bible garden, Julie, what do you think it is about the Bible garden that appeals to people and should attract people?
Oh, it's terribly peaceful.
Is it?
Yes, it's very peaceful. And because it's on a steep slope, it is divided into levels. And so people can, and we have benches on each level and tables. So people can just sit there quietly and look at this stunning view and just be peaceful and quiet and be with their thoughts. And you don't have noise of traffic. You get the odd helicopter flying over, but it's very quiet. And so people can just sit there quietly and do their own personal meditation.
I take it it would have been a place that a lot of people flocked to during the pandemic. And do you also think now with war in Ukraine that people who are seeking some kind of solace or comfort, they might venture to the Bible garden?
Yes, I do. I do. And during COVID, Palm Beach is basically a holiday area. But during COVID, the majority of homeowners chose to live here and work from home or isolate, you know, in their holiday homes.
Yes.
So there were many more people living in the area during COVID. So people were walking each day and using the Bible garden an incredible amount of times. I mean, you every time you appeared there, there'd be somebody there just sitting quietly or just, you know, having a look and then thinking, yes, we'll get through this.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.